Blog Talk Radio.
Not a second or another minute, not an hour or another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. I need an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in me. I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong, the feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat, the ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh, Lord. Please make a way. Oh, Lord. Oh,
good morning, good morning. First of all, to God, who's the head of our life, welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're your hostess, Pastor Dale Douglas Sr., and your co-hostess, co-pastor, Kashima Douglas. We welcome you, we welcome you. The scripture for this morning is 2 Corinthians 13 and 11. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Again, 2 Corinthians 13 and 11. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice and strive for restoration. I always say that wrong. Encourage one another. Be one. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining on in with us on this morning. Just to share your first fruit with us as we share our first fruit with the Lord on this morning. We thank you so much. We love you. We love you. We love you. Listen, today is our Freestyle Friday broadcast. We are so excited about what God is getting ready to do in this hour. We are just excited, excited, excited. But before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Let us lend our hearts to the Lord on this morning. Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. God, we thank you for your tender mercies. God, that we see on a consistent and a constant basis. God, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, closing us in our right mind, and God, giving us the activity of our limbs, as the old church said. God, we thank you for just being God and being God all by yourself. God, we thank you for your outstretched hands, your tender mercies, oh God. God, that your loving kindness, God, that you express to us on a day-to-day basis. God, we're so grateful, God, for what you're doing. God, we pray, God, that something is said and done today on the broadcast, God, that we're encouraged, inspire, and strengthen someone in the mighty name of Jesus. God, our prayer is, God, that if they have any chaos going on in their mind, God, we ask that you would silence the chaos. God, that they would understand what is going on, God. God, if there's a noise and pestilence and speaking in their ears, God, cease that noise and pestilence, God, so that word can penetrate their ears. Lord God, if there's anything that is over their heart, God, that is keeping them from experiencing you in their heart. Father, we pray, God, that you remove that thing from their heart. God, we pray, God, that our tongues now be the pen of the ready writer, to write on your hearts and your people of everything that's necessary and vital for their good success. In the mighty name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you so very much. Again, we thank you guys for coming alongside us on this morning to share on the broadcast. And as always, we're just happy, glad, as the old church say, happy, glad. Before we go any further, allow us to acknowledge the countries that are listening into the broadcast on this morning. And we got want to tell you guys, thank you so very much for partnering up with us and being alongside of us as we go into this on this morning. And every morning that we're on the broadcast, we thank you so very much. We have the United States, of course. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Guyana. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China, and we have Hong Kong. We thank you guys. We thank you guys so much for coming alongside of us and joining us on this morning and every morning that you guys get on and listen to us to share our to share with us the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I continue to say this is my public service announcement that I make every morning, that these guys come, there are countries that come alongside with us, guys, that these guys are, their lives are at stake when they listen to these broadcasts. Their lives are at stake to even share the gospel. So our privilege or our freedoms, we cannot take those for granted, because of the simple fact that these guys, some of these people are being actually persecuted. These people are being ostracized. Some of these people are being taken into the street to make an example out of them. It's a heresy in their country for them to even speak the name Jesus. But we here in the United States, we have that freedom to be able to speak the gospel freely and to share the gospel freely. So my prayer to you, or my plea to you on this morning, is that you guys that have that freedom to be able to speak and share the gospel, please don't take your opportunity for granted. Don't take it lightly, because we're in the last days. We've been hearing that for centuries, for years, for decades, for years, about the end of the world is coming and Jesus is coming. So we have to be in that position in place in order for God to do that. And in our job, Our job is to go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come. So that's our position. That's our place. That's our privilege to be able to do that, to call those that are lost into the fold. We have to make this our business. We have to make this our passion. We have to make this our zeal and our zest for life, to go and to compel those that are lost, those that do not know they have lost their way, to come into Christ. And we're praying for these countries because of the simple fact that these countries, they're actually doing that. They'll actually have people and have them to come and pray with them and talk to them about Jesus Christ. But then again, they're being taken into the streets, and their children are being sold into slavery. Their wives are being sold into slavery. They're being executed on the streets for sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we cannot. Number one, we can't stop praying. And number two, we cannot stop sharing this gospel. You know, he said, the Bible says for us to gain our life is to gain life is to lose our life. So in other words, we have to lay this life that we live down so we can gain eternal life. So amen. So just in that same vein, in that same breath, let us not take what God has given to us, this gospel to be preached to the world. Let's not take that for granted. Amen. God bless you. We thank you so much. That was my public service announcement on this morning. God bless you. We thank you so very much for you guys listening in. We are constantly praying. We want to leave that with you. All of you out of the country that are listening, we want to leave that with you. We are praying for you. We are diligently on our face praying for you, asking God to change the hearts and the minds of these people that are in these other countries. Amen. Amen and amen. And again, thank you guys so much for joining us this morning. This is Freestyle Friday. You never know what you're going to get on Freestyle Friday. We kind of try to mix it up a little bit. We try to put little tidbits of here and there, and little bitty pieces of here and there into it, so we can keep you motivated and keep you excited about coming on to the broadcast. Amen. That is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We love what we do. We love being able to come and do what we do for you guys, and just to share with you guys every morning that we do share. Listen, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we will be right back after this song. Thank you.
My hope in Calvary, where love spilled from a rugged tree. Oh, oh, the blood poured out for me. Mercy and grace washed over me. Life hung for my ransom fee. Only
Welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are so excited you guys are coming alongside us on this morning to share your first fruit with us on this morning. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Cora Gifted Gifts. It is a bath bomb. She sells bath bombs. It is a relaxing, if you're looking for a relaxing bath, please feel free to call Cora Gifted Gifts, which is Lady Douglas's business that she does. Please feel free to call 346-381-8751, or you could go to coragiftedgifts34@gmail.com. She has a sale that she's running right now. There's 2 for $7 and 3 for $10. If you're looking for one of those relaxing baths after a long, hard day of being the teacher, being the chef, being the mom, or you just had a long day at work and you need a relaxing bath, Cora Gifted Gifts bath bombs. These are the bomb diggity. I'm actually a shower guy, but I actually tried one just as a product launch to try to see and just experience it. It was a fantastic experience. I'm telling you. If you guys are looking for a seriously relaxing bath, Cora Gifted Gifts bath bombs is a godsend. I'm telling you, it relaxed every bone in my body. I felt so good after that. And remember, guys, that number that you guys can contact her with is 346-381-8751, or you could go to the Gmail account, which is coragiftedgift34@gmail.com. And remember, she has a sale going on. There's 2 for $7 and also 3 for $4. Those of you all who are looking for a relaxing bath, please make sure that you guys give her a call or email for information. Also, along with us on this morning is Pillows Made Right. These pillows are handmade pillows. She does all types of designs. There are birth pillows. She has your favorite sports team. I know that we're not able to get to our favorite sporting events right now, so she will make your favorite sports pillow while you're cheering your team on. You can cheer your team on with your favorite sports pillow. She also has keepsake pillows, throw pillows, and custom design pillows. She also has bed pillows. So you guys can patronize her by giving her a call at 832-894-2507. Again, that's Miss Connie at 832-894-2507, or Miss Vanessa at 832-994-8135. She also do custom design masks. So while we're out here fighting this COVID-19, why not do it inside with a custom made mask from Pillows Made Right. She will be glad to make those masks for you. She also do custom designs, whatever design you want to put on the pillow, she will make sure that is taken care of for you guys. And those are going to be our announcements. That's all our ads on this morning. Remember to patronize these beautiful people. They've come alongside to be a part of the broadcast, and we thank them so much for doing that. We'll be right back. We're going to take a really quick commercial break. We're going to take a musical break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Oh, no.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. God bless you guys so very much for showing, for sharing the broadcast and joining us on this morning. Listen.
Oh, wait, am I even wrapped? I ain't wrapped in the wall.
No.
I'm just saying.
America, I can't. Listen, we're gonna share a scripture with you guys on this morning. This is one of my favorite passages of scripture. I really love this passage of scripture. I'm sorry, it's gonna be Psalms 136, 1 through 10 is where we're gonna come from. Psalms 136, 1 through 10 is where we're gonna come from. This morning, very excited about this passage of scripture because this scripture actually gives us hope in the midst of our storm. It gives us hope in the midst of, because a lot of know that right now, we've been talking about the season of next. We've been talking about the season of the shift. We've been talking about the season of the change. But I also know that in that we have to have this word that we're going to deal with today. We're going to need this, because at the end of the day, we have to learn how to continue to keep on fighting, even though our situation and circumstance are not always ideal. Because see, one of my favorite boxers is Mike Tyson, and he say, "Everybody got a plan until you get hit in the mouth." That was one of his sayings that he said when he was boxing. Everybody has a plan until you get hit in the mouth. And so the thing that we have to realize, sometimes we just get hit hard with life. And when we get hit hard with life, we need answers when we get hit hard with life. So Psalms 136, 1 through 10 says this.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To give him alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy doeth forever. To give him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To give him that stretch out of the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever.
If I had a word to share with you this morning, that word would be endure. Endure. We go through these trials of life. We go through the tribulations of life. We go through the heartaches of life. We go through the pains of life. We go through the ups and the downs of life. But what I want to share with you this morning is endure. Endure, because it is important that no matter how bad our situation or circumstance may look, God has the last and final say. He says, oh, give thanks, for he is good, for his mercies endure forever. That's the opening statement on this text. The opening statement, it's, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endure forever. No matter where you may be finding yourself at, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endure forever. Listen, it does not matter how your situation looks, no matter how rough the road may be, no matter where you may find yourself at, no matter what you may be experiencing in life right now, know that his mercies endure forever. His mercies is renewed to us every day. We have a brand new mercy every single morning that we rise to be able to keep on going and keep on fighting, to keep on striving, to get to the end of the thing. Watch this here, that's trying to get to the end of us. Only thing we have to do is continue to stand in his presence and know that no matter how the enemy may turn the fire up, no matter how the enemy may press us or pry us or try to push us or try to get us to the point to where we want to lose hope or we want to lose strength or he want us to throw in the towel or he want us to give up in the midst of what God is saying that he is going to bring to pass, we have to stay in our position to endure. Yeah, I understand sometimes that when you're going through things because, you know, that old saying, they used to have that old saying, if it ain't one thing, it's another. You know, that's it was a song that they used to sing, if it ain't one thing, it's another. You know, you get the house straight, then all of a sudden the job start tripping. Get the job straight and the house straight, then all of a sudden the car start tripping. Get the job, the house, and the car straight, then the children start tripping. Then all of a sudden you got the job, the house, the car, and the children straight. Now the husband and your wife start tripping. So it's always going to be something that is going to come. But the beautiful thing about storms is this. Let me help you with storms. Storms give you the strength to be able to stand in the midst of all that you go through. It'll give you that ability to say, okay, if I can overcome this, watch here, I can overcome that. If I can overcome this, all storms are, let me tell you what storms are. Storms are building blocks to get you to the next place that you need to be. Don't ever despise your storm. Don't ever despise your storms, because what storms does, storms give you the ability, watch this here, to be able to speak life to somebody else. Come here, let's talk and be real quick. See, God does not allow you to go through anything that, number one, he has not prepared you for, and number two, that he has not given you the strength to overcome. Right there. Let me help you real good. It does not matter how bad your situation or circumstance may look. It does not matter what the enemy wants the outcome to be. Only thing you have to learn how to do is just trust God in the midst of how terrible or how trial or how trivial how the tribulation may look. Continue to trust God. God has already set some things in order. God has already set some things in order. Now watch what the scripture says. The scripture says it like this. He said, I know my thoughts toward you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected, come here, end. What is your end? Your end is the end of the storm. Sometimes, now let me help you real quick. Let me put a public service announcement right here. Let me put a spoiler alert right here for you. Our expected end and God expected end is two different expected ends. Come on here. Let me help you real quick. Have you ever thought God was going to come one way and he made another way somewhere else? Come here. Let me be the bearer of good news for you and also be a witness. I'm like the hat club for men guy. Not only am I the president, but I'm also a client. Listen, God has already set up some things to come to an expected end. But see, we think he may be coming one way, but it's a totally different way. Elijah thought he was going to come in the wind. Elijah thought he was going to come in an earthquake. Elijah thought he was going to come in a fire, but he came in a still small voice. Sometimes God will send us our answer in a still small voice. How do you hear this still small voice? Let me help you real quick. Let me preach it to your happy place. Let me push you to your destiny and drive you to your purpose real quick. The way you get that still small voice is you have to sit still and be quiet. I was so moved by a verse in the Bible that I did not know was there. It says, study to be quiet. I was like, wait a minute, what? Wait a minute. God, you play too much. What? He says, study to be quiet. I was, the reason why this took me is because I'm always looking for verses that would give me power and that would give me strength. And 23rd numbers of Psalms and Psalms 1 and John 3:16 and Ephesians 6 and 9 and all these great scriptures that's in the Bible. And I'm sitting up here and I'm trying to figure out, why would you put study to be quiet? And God began to show me, to show me that is a power scripture. I said, wait a minute, hold on, God. What do you mean this is a power scripture? This is a power verse. What do you mean this is a power verse? He said, what's the power in this verse? He said, if you be quiet long enough, you will hear my voice. If you stop talking long enough, you will hear the outcome or the end of a thing. If you put yourself on pause, come here, let's talk. If you put yourself on pause, God can talk to you because watch this here, you're not talking, but He's talking. And sometimes I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be real with you. Let me be real with you. Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to stop in the midst of what's going on in your life and be quiet. It's hard. It's difficult. I'm gonna tell you why it's so difficult. Let me bless you to your happy place. Let me push you to your purpose and drive to your destiny right quick. It's hard because you got all the stuff on the outside that's going on in your life. And it's making more noise than God, than you can hear. That's the reason why it's important for you to just pull over to the side and just steal away. The old saying, say, steal away. So when you steal away into that quiet time with God, God can instruct you and strengthen you, and you can get to the place to where you endure. Now watch what he says in verse 2. He said, oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To whom alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. If you go through this verse, if you read this verse, all that you need for him to do, he's a wanderer. He moves things. He is taking care of all the things in your life. Every situation or circumstance, he's worked out. If you read through this, it's giving you all the instructions that you need to be able to say, okay, I'm going through this, but I can endure this. I'm tested through this, but I can endure through this. I've been through the trials and tribulations, but I can endure this. I've been hurt. I've been talked about. I've had my name ran through the mud, but I can endure this. I've been pushed down, and I've been pressed down, and I've been told that I ain't worth nothing, but guess what? I can endure this because he's already giving you he's already saying my mercy my mercies is here. My mercies is right here. You can endure it. You can go through it. Even when Peter had his issue with the thorn in his flesh, he told him. He said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. My mercies is sufficient. He said, right, even though you're dealing with this thing that you're dealing with that's in your flesh, that thing that comes to buffet against your flesh, that thing that comes to push you in your flesh, that thing that comes to push you in your mindset, that thing that comes to push you in your face and tell you ain't worth, you worthless, you ain't no good, that thing that's been always pushing you and saying that you're going to fall and you ain't going to never make it, you ain't going to never overcome, God said, my mercy is there to endure. Only thing you have to do is just stand in his position and stand in place and let him do what he does best, and that is show up in your life and be God. Yeah, the tears are going to flow. I'm going to be honest with you. Tears are going to fall. Heartache is going to fall. You're going to go through the test that you're going to go through, but realize that on the other side of the test is the promise. Come on here, let's talk. You're going to go through what you're going to go through, because today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, the next 2 years, whatever it is that you're going to go through, always know that you can endure whatever it is that's coming up against you, because God has already had a plan, watch this, set and orchestrated for your life for you to be able to come out on the other side of through. Storms are designed to build you. Storms are designed to build you. Storms are designed to give you that push, that drive. That when life hits you with everything you got, you can still stand. I preached a message some years ago, and the title of the message was called A Show No Storm. How many of y'all have never been through a show no storm under the sound of my voice? You'd have been through a show no storm. I mean one of them storms where everything around you that fell apart. You know, you had that Paul on the ship to Patmos, landed in Patmos. Experience when a ship had been broken to pieces, where you thought everything was going to be all right, but it wasn't all right. When you thought everything was going to be okay, but it wasn't okay, because all of a sudden, next thing you know, you in this storm, and one theologian said they call it the Rockladon. And this storm was so great that it tore the ship into pieces. It tore the ship into pieces. Now watch the crazy part about it tearing the ship into pieces. He told them, he said, those of you all that can swim, go ahead on and swim the shore. Those of you all who can swim, go ahead and swim on the shore. He said, but the ones who can't swim, he said, take the broken pieces of the ship. And he said, get to shore. With the broken pieces of the ship, get to shore. Watch the crazy part about it. Everybody that was on the ship made it to shore. But guess what? They all made it that different ways, but they made it. Yeah, you're going to go through your storm. Some people going to make it through a storm. They can ride through a storm. They're going to be okay. They're going to be like, they got their mindset, man, I'm all right. But then there are those that cry their way all the way through. Then there are the ones that's frustrated, but they make it all the way through. They got the ones that just want to be the whole time. They just don't understand why they're going through it, but they make their way through it. They got the ones that heart is just broken the whole time they're going through it, but they make their way through it. Everybody has a way of going through the storm, but we get to the end of our storm in a different way. But let me put you a pin right here. Let me put you a pin right here. The way you go into a storm is the way you're gonna come out of a storm. So watch. Even though we may be frustrated, angry, or upset while we're going through the storm, know that on the other side of that storm, we're gonna have that same thing. So we have to be mindful how we go through our storm. See, if we go through our storm with all of the stuff that's going on in our life, but we still have a praise on our lips. Come here, let me help you real quick. You can be frustrated, you can be agitated, you can be crying, but while you're going through that storm, just continue to thank God. Thank God for your tears. Thank God for the place of frustration, because you're saying, God, I know I'm frustrated right now, but I know you're going to bring me out of this. God, I'm hurting right now, but God, thank you for bringing me through this. You go in with the attitude of gratitude, even though that storm may not be the ideal storm, or it may not be what you want it to be, because watch this, it's tearing at every part of you, emotionally, physically, financially, in your relationship with your children, with your job, with the people that you thought were going to be with you. They're tearing at you at every part of you, but you're still going through that storm. You're still going through that storm, and you can endure it. God has already pinned some places for you to be able to come. And see, the beautiful thing about storms is this. Storms graduate you to a better thinking. Come here, let's talk. It graduates you to a better way of thinking. Because, see, watch him. That affected you in this last storm ain't going to affect you in this next storm. Come here, let's talk. Let's be real. That thing that was messing with you in this last storm, that thing that was jacking with you in this last storm, it ain't going to mess with you now. Oh, that storm right there, I've been through that. Let me show you how I did it, girl. I was upset. I was agitated. I was mad. But I just kept this in my mouth. I kept this. See, we have to realize that life and death is in the power of our tongue. You have the power to speak life and death. You do realize that. You do realize that you can speak life and death in the storm. And in the storm, you can speak life and death. You can't speak an end to the storm. Because watch this. If you speak an end to the storm, come here, let's talk. If you speak an end to the storm, you have to see this storm over again. So you have to ride through the storm with a mentality that while I'm going through the storm, I have to have this thought pattern that I'm going to overcome the thing that tries to overcome me. So while I'm going through this, I'm trusting God in a hurt place. I'm trusting God in a frustrated place. I'm trusting God in a crying place. Mm-hmm. I'm trusting God in a dead place. I'm trusting God when I can't trace him. That's the hard one right there. When you in a storm and you don't see God in this storm, nowhere. You can't buy a vow when it comes to Jesus. You cannot find not one trace of God in this thing while you going through it. Because I'm gonna tell you, I was in a storm myself a few years ago, and I was saying, God, are you really there? Where you at? I'm hurting so bad right now. I am so angry right now. I am so frustrated right now. I was so to the point to where I literally, don't judge me. I was literally throwing in the towel. I told God, I said, okay, I tell you what, since you can't answer me and you can't talk to me, you can't give me no answer to what I got going on. I tell you what, I'm going to quit. The reverend, the preacher, the man of God. I told him I quit. Why? Because I wasn't getting what I wanted. Let me bless you to your blessed place. Let me get you to where I need you to be at right quick. God will never give you what you want while you're in your storm. He will always give you what you need. He'll never give you what you want, but he'll give you what you need in your storm. Tell you why. Because if he gives you what you want, you'll exit the storm right after you give it to you. Have you ever heard that saying that if you don't work for it, you won't appreciate it? If you don't go through the storm, if you don't go through the brokenness of it, if you don't go through the frustration of it, if you don't go through the heartache of it, if you're going to go through the tears of it, you won't appreciate it. It'll be just like us always giving our children what they want when they ask for it, but they'll never appreciate what we do for them. And see, I tell people all the time, that this is the way we have to realize how God operates in us. He will give to us what we need while we're in the storm. But he won't. But he'll give us the desires of our heart. But watch this here. It's only after we are in that place of where we realize, okay, I have to be grateful for what he done. He will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. But if you're one of those small brat kids that always think that God always supposed to just give. I remember when I first started preaching. When I first started preaching, I was in my 20s. I was 21 years old when I preached my first sermon. And so I tell y'all a little tidbit of the story. I was the youngest preacher in my church. I was the youngest preacher, and with me being the youngest preacher at the church that I was at, it was almost like I was being catered to on everything. I would get up and I wouldn't even be preaching, and one of the mothers of the church, she'd shake my hand and she'd shake money in my hand, and I'd be standing there talking and I'd be talking to one of the mothers, and one of the mothers would walk by and they'll slip an envelope in my jacket pocket, or they'll walk by, or they'll kiss me on my cheek and shake something in my hand, and I was like, man, this preacher thing, this sound pretty doggone good. It seemed pretty good. I was like, yeah. But see, that was a season for me where God was showing me, I will take care of you in your season. But then when the season of the handshake stopped, when the season of the envelope stopped, I had to learn how to still appreciate God for being God, even though that the source or the flow has stopped. You know, we can't struggle in a place to where, you know, we can't struggle in a place to where God is making moves and opening doors and showing ways and making ways and showing us how to get to the place where we need to be at, and we cannot get so caught up in that place. That's the word I'm looking for. We can't get caught up in a blessed place. We can't get caught up in things always going well. We can't get caught up in things always being quote unquote, we always on top of the game. We can't get to that place. We can't get caught up in that place, because what happens is we have to learn, we have to realize that we have to go through a fire. We have to go through fire. Let me help you real quick. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in a blessed place. They were governors over regions. They didn't have to answer to nobody. But see, when the test came to see if you still got that fire down on the inside of you, because I'm going to send you through the fire of life. Let me help you real quick. You have to maintain your fire even when you go through the fire. I'm going to say that again. You have to maintain your fire even though you go through the fire. If you backtrack a little bit about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their names were changed to suit the king Nebuchadnezzar's rule. They got to change their name. Watch this here. They changed their name, but they didn't change their God. Come here, let's talk. Let's be real. People can call you whatever you want to call me, but I'm going to still serve my God. I'm going to still serve God. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the graven image was set up by King Nebuchadnezzar when he set this golden image up. Watch the crazy part about it. He set the golden image up, and he said, if there's anyone among you that will not serve me when you hear all the sounds of the music, He said, you will be thrown into the fiery furnace. Let's get into it a little deeper. Let's go on. Let's drive. Let's sit down in this thing for a minute. So, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were sitting here, and his brothers were getting ready to. They were playing the music, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't bow. Now the decree went out that everybody had to bow, but still, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got told on by somebody. So evidently, you weren't bowing either. So that's another story for another time. But listen, they didn't bow, and they were brought to the king and said, "Your friends didn't bow when the graven when we made when the music went up when the music started. They didn't bow. Watch what happened." Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego standing before the king. He said, "Oh, king." He said, "We're not careful in how we're answering you." Put a pause right here. When you're going through your stuff, when you're going through your, don't ever. This is how you know your endurance is there, because your confession never changes. You may be in a real bad place, but your confession, babies, should never change. You should never change. You should never change your confession. Your conversation should never change about your God. Here, regardless of what's going on, what's happening on the outside, what they're talking about, how they're running your name through the mud, you still confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior. They got all kind of they got all kind of accusations up about you. Don't change your confession. Don't change your confession. Say that again. Amen.
What I just told Pastor Doug, it's not about what they say about you and what they call you. It's what you answer to that matters.
Amen. So, you know, and that's the thing. So, no matter how this situation would have turned out, They would have got the glory. So watch what happened. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these brothers were sitting there, and they told him, he said, "Okay, we're not careful in how we answer you." And watch the next words that came out of their mouth. They said, "If our God does not deliver us, don't mean he can't. But if he does not, if he don't, he's still going to be God." He said, they say, just because he don't deliver us don't mean he can't. And we have to realize that when you have a confession like that, God won't always be with you. When your confession is always, when you always got, you know what, if I don't come out on top of this, don't mean that God knows that ain't, I'm going to stop serving God. That's just one thing he failed at. But guess what? God never fails. I'm going to tell you why. God says, "I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever." He say, "Is that anything too hard for God?" God turned around and answered his own self. He say, "No, there's nothing too hard for God." He gives us the understanding that even in the midst of whatever it is that we're going through, God is going to always be God. He's never going to change the fact that he is God. He's the same today. He's the same yesterday. And he's the same tomorrow. The day after that, and the day after that, next week, next month, next year, the next 10 years, the next 15 years, the next 20, he's never going to change. So why would your confession change since he's not going to change? So long story short, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are taken in there. They're taken to the fire. And while they're being taken into the fire, they have all the men that have all this gear on because King Nebuchadnezzar got so upset. He's down for to crank this fire up 7 times hotter than normal. So let me give you a pinpoint right here real quick, those of you all who are taking notes. A pinpoint here. He said that as they were going in, everybody that was taking them in died. from the flames or from the heat of the fire, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were still alive. There are fires in your life, good God from thine, that are designed to kill off people in your life that don't belong. So don't fight the fire. Don't fight the fire. Don't fight the fire. We're going to take a real quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Quiet whisper in the dead of night tells me everything will be all right. If I keep my head to the sky, everything is going to be all right. Quiet whisper in the dead of night tells me everything will be all right. If I keep my head to the sky, everything is going to be all right. But I can't help wondering if it's really true. Cause sometimes it's hard to get over the blues. And I've got this feeling that I'll make it through. Because life is good with or without you.
Worldwide Gospel Connection. Or your host. Oh, you're calling by yourself. Welcome back. Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Where your host is Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Co-Pastor Kashima Douglas. We welcome you to come on in, have a seat, get your pen and paper ready. It's Freestyle Friday. Pastor Douglas don't want me to pop out with a rap, so I might give y'all a little line or two. Who knows? But anyway, remember the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. Remember, this is a no-judgment zone. We will pray for you immediately.
Amen, amen. Thank you guys so very much for joining us this morning. We're so excited about what God is doing in this hour. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you by Me Plus 3 Custom Designs. They do T-shirts. They do caps, they do jeans, anything, any printable apparel they would do. Also, they have cups coming soon. You can contact these three lovely ladies with Miss Latifah at 832 292 1856 or Miss Nisha at 832-656-1883. Or you can go to their Facebook page at Facebook at Me Plus 3 Custom Design. Their Instagram is Instagram at Me Plus 3, Me Plus 3 Design. Also, their web address is meplus3@gmail.com. Remember, any of your custom design t-shirts or whatever you guys need, Me Plus 3, they have all of that available for you. They have cups coming soon. Please patronize these young ladies. They do a fantastic job on your product for you. Amen. We also have RL Exclusive Services, professional friendly cleaning service. They do commercial. They do one-of cleaning. They do after-party cleanings. They do after-builders cleaning. They do office cleaning, apartment cleaning. They have a daily, a weekly, a bi-weekly, and a monthly service. Also, they have a one-time service as well. You can contact them at 717-340-2806 and also at 832-994-6135. Those numbers again is 717-340-2086 or 832-994-6135. You can also go to their web address, which is RL Exclusive Services 48@gmail.com, or you can go to Dream at RL Exclusive Services.net. Either one of those two, you can get in contact with those lovely ladies. Also, Ms. Sherita Wright is a paparazzi independent contractor. If you guys are looking for some nice jewelry as you do your Zoom meetings or your Zoom video chats with your pastors and preachers, please feel free to give Ms. Wright a call at 713-340-2086. That's 717-340-2086. You can also go to paparazziaccessories.com and /302913. Consulting code again is 302913. And that web address again is paparazziaccessories.com for all your jewelry needs. They have some very lovely jewelry. I've seen some of the pieces. They're very nice pieces. You guys can go and patronize her as well for all of your jewelry needs. And thank you guys so much again for coming alongside of us, partnering with us as a ad for the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank you and we appreciate you guys so very much. Let us continue into where we had left off with our message on this morning, just sharing the goodness of the Lord. We have one more verse that we're going to read, and then we're going to go into our prayer. We have one more verse that we have one. We're going to read the first three verses of Psalms 91. Verses 1 through 3.
Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly peasants.
Amen. He will save us from the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You know, sometimes when we're going through our storms and through the rains of life, we don't always understand why we're there or what's the purpose or the reason for us being in the places that we're in. But know that when we're there, God has a hiding place for us to come, and we can go in and we can get shelter in that place. We can get into a, we can go into our hiding place and be covered in Him. Because it is in Him we live, it's in Him we breathe, it's in Him we have our being. We cannot do anything without Him. When we trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding and all our ways acknowledge Him, He will direct our path. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard for us to get to that place. Sometimes it's difficult for us to see our way through. Sometimes in the midst of the storm, we lose focus. I'm not telling you something that I heard. I'm telling you something that I know. Some storms that come in our life, they don't come to kill us. They don't come to destroy us. They come to rebuild us. But one of the beautiful things about what God is this, God will take us and hide us away. And in His hiding, He will restore our heart and restore our mind so He can give us that push, that drive, that fight, that continual move that He can be God and be God all by Himself. Yeah, we're going to cry through some things. Yeah, we're going to have some heartaches. Yeah, we're going to have some pain. Yeah, it don't seem like it's fair. But guess what? At the end of the day, when the rubber meets the road and all of life's issues just bombard you, God has a plan to get you to that next place that you need to be. Only thing you have to do is just trust Him in the midst of storms. God has already set up a shift for our life. God has already set up an orchestrated design change for our lives. But if we're so focus on what we're going through, we'll miss Him and miss the plan that He has for us. Amen? Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We're going to go into our overcomer scripture and our overcomer's prayer, and then we'll go into our prayerless prayer.
Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Those of you all who are under the sound of my voice right now, you may be going through a really rough patch in your life right now, and you may not understand. This may be that storm. This may be that place of endurance that you need to hear on today. So what I want to do for you this morning is I want to extend to you this opportunity for you to receive a relationship with Jesus Christ, to receive a real shift, a real change in your life by you just agreeing in prayer, just by you accepting Him as your Lord and Savior, things will change for you. Things could change for you. Your situation, your circumstance, your very life can be changed, because we have to understand that even in the midst of what you're going through, God has a plan for you, and the devil has a plan for you as well. He has set up some things in your life right now that are what I would consider as things that are keeping you captivated, keeping you from seeing who he is and what God is doing and how he is moving in your life. But can I be the bearer of good news for you? Can I be the strength to you this morning? Can I be the words that give you the push and the drive that you need on this morning? The only thing you have to do is just trust God in the midst of this. And he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think when we learn how to lean and depend on him for who he is. So I want to extend to you this opportunity to pray. A very simple prayer, not complex, not complicated, not hard at all. Just a simple prayer. Just a simple prayer. Just repeat these words with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that Jesus was raised from the dead and that I am saved. In the mighty name of Jesus do I pray. Amen. Now, for those of you all who prayed that prayer, we want to be the first ones to welcome you to the work to your new life, your new shift in God, your new place in God. We want to welcome you. We want to also tell you, thank you for coming alongside and giving your life to Jesus Christ. Because this right here is your milestone to show that there is a change that's going to come. Amen. So believing and knowing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is just trust him beyond what we see and allow the God of gods and the King of kings to be take charge over our life right now. So we want to also invite you to continue to listen to the broadcast. Continue to like, really listen to the broadcast. Continue to share the broadcast. Continue to be a part of the broadcast. Call in. Those of you all who have given your life, call in and just share your testimony about you giving your life. And we will be glad to allow you to share your testimony. Wherever the enemy tried to keep you at, wherever the enemy tried to browbeat you at and push you down at, God is able to show you. God is able to give you that testimony. God gave you that testimony that you could stand up and you could tell the enemy what you thought you had and you didn't. Amen. So we have a few keys we want to share with you before we move to our next phase of the broadcast. But we want to make sure that you get these keys. So Lady Douglas is going to come and bring those keys for you.
Hey, good morning. First is find your Bible. Second, find your church home. Go online and visit a couple of churches online. The third one is make sure the man or woman of God that is preaching the word is living the word. This is very crucial since you have surrendered your life to Christ. Remember, find your Bible, a church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word.
Amen. Amen. As the old church say, govern yourself according to the announcements. Amen. So let us go into our corporate prayer for those who have submitted their prayer request into the Worldwide Gospel Connection at gmail.com, the Worldwide Gospel Facebook page, or maybe you submitted your request into the blog talk / radio Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast. You submitted your request there. However you have submitted your request, we have those requests, and we're going to pray over them now. Those of y'all who have not had the opportunity to submit those requests, please understand that we understand that you did not get a chance to submit it. So what we're going to do, we're going to cover your prayer as we pray. But after the broadcast, please feel free to go to those media sites that I provided for you to go in and put your request there. And we will most definitely pray for you. We will put those prayers up before the Lord. Amen. So without further ado, let us pray. Gracious Master, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. God, your word that have, God, gone out on this morning, God, to touch those lives that are, God, needing to hear the word to endure, God, until that change come. God, because we understand that even though devices and situations or circumstances that may come against their life, God, you have already embarked on a place, God, to where you could change every situation to work for the good. You can wipe away the tears from their eyes. You can give them the strength to stand. You can give them the ability, God, to see through, God, whatever the issues or circumstances may be. God, let the hearts and the minds of those, God, that heard this word on today, God, be a strength to them. God, build them up on their broken side. God, give them the ability to stand firm and stand strong in what you've already spoken in their life. God, know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and what are called according to your purpose. Now, God, we take those prayer requests of those, God, that have submitted their prayer requests and the ones that have not, God, we lift them up to you, God. God, and we invite the ones who have not had an opportunity to submit their prayer request to lift their prayer request up. God, and we're going to pray, and we're going to intercede, and we're going to call on the name of the Lord for their request, God, whatever it is that it may be, God. God, whether it be a sickness in their bodies, God, whether it be a place of bereavement, whether it be a place of hurt, a place of pain, a place of disappointment, God, a place where they don't understand, God, why they're there. God, let them know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. Father, let purpose now be made manifest in them. Give them the strength, Father God. God, to continue to fight the good fight of faith. God, to keep their minds, their hearts, and their spirits, God, connected to you. God, in this test and this trial, God, let them know, God, that you're moving by your power and by your strength. God, you're able to do it exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask nothing. Only thing they have to do is just trust you in the midst of it all. Father, we pray for our judicial and our mayoral and our governors, God, our congressmen and congresswomen, God, our Senate, our House of Representatives, oh God. God, we pray for them today. God, we pray that you would keep your hand of mercy and grace on them, God. God, give them the ability to give, God, instill in them, God, to make the right decisions, God. God, when it comes to the people, God, give them the strength, God, to stand up against any, God, injustice, oh God. God, anything, God, that is not right in the eyes of God, in the eyes of you, oh God. Let them see, God, what you are doing, God. God, give them the heart and the mind, God, to pray about their situation, God. Pray about our situation. Pray about any decisions that they're making when it comes to the people. God, we pray, God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, for every member of the police department and the hospitals, God, every doctor, every nurse, God, every healthcare worker, every home caregiver, God, we pray for them, God, and on the front line of this COVID-19 situation. God, we pray, God, you would continually, God, put your mercy and grace over them, guide them, meet them, and protect them. God, in the midst of all that they're going through, God, wipe away the tears from their eyes, God, because I understand, God, this thing is a rough place. God, they're losing people left and right there, and their issues and circumstances that they have going on in their own home. God, give them the power, God, to stand in the midst of this, God. God, and know that you are able, God, to see them through. God, we pray for the bereaved, God, across this country. God, we pray for those that are sick and shut in. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, for every preacher, every pastor, every minister, every evangelist, every apostle, every bishop, God, that carries this gospel, God, they have to rethink church. God, we pray for them to strengthen them on every hand. Give them the ability, Father God, to stand, God, in you and in the word and in the will that you have set and orchestrated for their lives, God. God, let them know that all things are working together for their good and that you're able to see them through the trials and tribulations of life. God, put your hand of protection around them, God. God, and meet them and strengthen them on every hand. Father, we know that all things are working together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose, God. God, we thank you for strength, health, and life, God. God, in the midst of all of these things that they're going through, God, we ask that you would build them up on every side, God. God, let them know that you are, God, right there with them. You are able to do, God, exceedingly abundantly above all they can ask or think. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for being God and being God all by yourself on every hand. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you guys so very much for joining in and tuning in on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're so excited. We're so excited about what we what we have experienced and what God has allowed us to share with you on this morning. Where our prayer is that it went into your hearts and into your minds and into your spirit on this morning and gave you that ability to keep on going in the fight. You know, that's our life goal. That's our life purpose and our life goal, to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the word of God. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, those commercials ad that we shared on this morning was Core Gifted Gift. If you're looking for a bath experience, please contact her for the Core Gifted Gift bath bombs. Also, you can contact her at 346-381-8751. That number again is 346-381-8751. You can also contact her through Core Gifted Gifts at coregiftedgifts34@gmail.com. She has a 2-for-7 sale going on, also a 3-for-10 sale that's also going on. Remember, guys, these are bath bombs. Also, she's getting a website together, so you guys can also go to her website, and there are going to be some other things that's on the website as well that you guys can patronize her on as well. We also had alongside us this morning Pillows Made Right. This young lady makes birth pillows. She makes your favorite sports team pillows. She has keepsake pillows. She has throw pillows. She has bed pillows, custom design pillows. If you guys have a custom design idea that you want her to put on a pillow, she'll take care of that for you as well. She also has custom design masks for those of you all who want to be in style while you're out here fighting this COVID-19. You can contact Miss Connie at 832-894-2507. Again, that's 832-894-2507. Or you can also contact Miss Vanessa at 832-994-6135. That number again is 832-994-6135. Or you could go to pillowsmaderight at yahoo.com. That's pillowsmaderight at yahoo.com. Please contact these ladies if you guys are looking for some pillow ideas. She has some great pillows. Once you guys go to the website, you'll be able to see those pillows as well. Also, Me Plus Street Custom Design. They design T-shirts, cups coming soon. They have caps. They have jeans. All your printing apparel they have, they can take care of that for you. We've had them do some things for us, and they've done a fantastic job with that. Also, you can contact them, Ms. Lakeitha, at 832-292-1856. That's 832-292-1856. Also, Ms. Nisha at 1883. That's 832-656-1883. Or you can go to Facebook, Me Plus Three Custom Design. Our Instagram is also Instagram at Me Plus Three Design. And you can also go to their website. Their website is meplus3@gmail.com. All of those pluses are spelled out. Also, we had alongside with us this morning RL Exclusive Services by Lois and Rita. Professional friendly cleaning services, commercial. They do commercial cleaning. They do one of cleaning. They do after party cleanings. They do after builder cleaning. They do office cleaning, apartment cleaning. They have daily, weekly, biweekly, monthly, and also one-time services available. You can contact them at 717-340-2086. That's 717-340-2086. Or you can contact 832-994-6186. That's 832-994-6135. Or you can go to their website, which is, go to their go to their web address, which is RL Exclusive Services 48 at gmail.com. Or you could go to green at rlexclusiveservices.net. That's rlexclusiveservices48@gmail.com or green at rlexclusiveservices.net. Also, you can, if you guys are looking for some stylish jewelry to do your Zoom videos, or you want to go on and you can outings that you guys want to go on, you can go to Miss Sherita Wright. She is a paparazzi independent contractor. You can contact her at 717-340-2086. That's 717-340-2086. And that is paparazzi independent contractor. Mr. Rita's a paparazzi independent contractor. You can also go to her email address, which is, or her, to her website, which is paparazziaccessories.com. And her contractor number is 302913. That's 302913. And that you can, that web address again is paparazziaccessories.com. And that contract number again is 302913. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, to patronize these wonderful people that have come alongside us on this morning for all of your pillow, your bath bombs, your T-shirts, your jewelry, and your cleaning needs. They will be excited to hear from you guys and will be glad to take care of whatever needs that you may have as far as you guys looking for services. We thank you so much for joining us on the Worldwide Gospel Connection on this morning. Again, we hope something was said or done on the broadcast. Maybe a song was played. Maybe there was a word that was preached. Maybe there was a prayer that was prayed that was custom designed for your life on this morning. We are so excited about what God is doing, and we look forward to more of you guys coming alongside of us on this morning. Remember to share the broadcast. Remember to share the broadcast. Share that number. That number again is 563-999-3628. You can call in on that number, and we will be so excited to hear from you, whether you want to share your testimony or you need prayer, or you guys just want to just come alongside and just say, to let everyone know how the show is, how the broadcast is blessing you. We thank you again for taking out the time to join us on this morning. We love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it. You guys have a fantastic day. See you guys Monday. Remember, Monday, we have our Man of Monday. Minister Julius Brown will be with us, Missionary Brown's husband. Fantastic woman of God. I told him, I said, I know the apple don't fall far from the tree. So I know that we're going to have some church come Monday. So Monday, remember, Monday is our Man of Monday. Tuesday is our Triumph Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, you guys. We also have our Worship Wednesday. We also have Women's Day Thursday and back again on Friday for our Freestyle Friday broadcast. Please, 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 please continue to listen in and join in and be a part of the conversation here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We love you. It ain't nothing you can do about it. God bless you. You guys have a fantastic day. We'll see you guys on tomorrow, next week. Come on, put your hands together. Hold on to your faith.